Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today we're going to continue our discussion about the important assistance that is being given to humanity from on high at this time to help us cope with these challenging times. These are very powerful times, even though they are challenging, and the beings of light have come through the veil to meet us halfway. This information that I'll be sharing with you today is being given to us now to give us greater clarity and understanding about what's happening all over the planet. This is information we're receiving from the realms of truth, and it is designed to assist all of us as we move through this point of our evolutionary process. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about the unfolding divine plan and how each of us can assist in bringing it to fruition in perfect divine order. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that we are witnessing unfolding day by day. With this new level of understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and sometimes overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't ever want you to accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am Presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your part of the divine plan. During this hour, we always work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you are listening to the radio through our on-demand archive service, your precious life is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and remember, you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out, deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Then collectively, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is what we call the bridge to freedom. And it is the bridge over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one point of consciousness, and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her government, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. For eons of time now, we've been hearing about the fall of humanity. This is a time when we chose to begin using our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in ways that conflicted with our Father, Mother, God's divine will. We co-created many human miscreations in this physical plane, and now we are in the process of reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. For literally millions of years now, our God selves and the entire company of heaven have been working with us in every way that cosmic law will allow. Their desire has been to help us get our heads above the mud puddle of our human miscreations so that we will once again perceive the light and correct our course of action. Since the fall, humanity has been weeping and wailing as we stumbled through our valley of tears, searching for a ray of light or a glimmer of hope that would save us from ourselves and our human miscreations. Through it all, we were never alone. Even in the face of overwhelming adversity, the ever-present guiding hand of our I Am presence was always with us. Even in the midst of our darkest hours, often referred to as the dark night of the soul, our I Am presence never faltered. From the moment of our inception, when we were first breathed forth from the heart of God, we have been overlighted by all of the aspects of our divinity and by the beings of light from on high and by the cosmic I Am, which is our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. Now these beings of light have made the selfless sacrifice of coming through the veil to meet us halfway. As a result of their sacrifice, we are now receiving more assistance from the realms of perfection than ever before. This divine intervention has brought this planet and all her life to the threshold of the greatest shift of consciousness ever attempted in any system of worlds. We are in the process now of reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. Over the past several years, miracles have taken place through the unified efforts of awakened lightworkers that are in embodiment on Earth, and the intervention of the entire company of heaven. I'd like to briefly review some of the events that have victoriously reversed some of the adverse effects of the fall within our earthly vehicles and the earthly vehicles of every man, woman, and child on Earth. These blessings have taken place with the cooperation and with the permission of the I Am presence, the divinity of every person on Earth, whether that person was consciously aware of it or not, or whether that person was in or out of embodiment at the time. I'm going to share with you just some of the miracles that have taken place within all of us, but I'm not going to go into great detail at this time about the divine ceremonies and the activities of light that took place to bring about these wondrous changes. I have documented all of them in great detail in my books, What on Earth is Going On? And Home, Heaven on Mother Earth. If you're interested in this detailed information, which is truly wondrous and very, very encouraging at this time, these books are available on my website, www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. If you're interested in that information, just go to my website and you'll see that that's available. The first major shift that began our ascension process up the spiral of evolution occurred during harmonic convergence, which took place in August of 1987. At that time, our third-dimensional planetary spine, that consists of seven major chakra centers, was breathed up by our I Am presence in energy, vibration, and consciousness into a higher frequency that allowed it to connect with and merge with our higher vibration of our fourth-dimensional spine, which has 12 fourth-dimensional solar chakras. And those chakras have 12 corresponding solar meridians. With the merging of our third and fourth dimensional spines, we began assimilating the frequencies of the fourth dimension into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies for the very first time. This acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness built in momentum for several years, enabling us to connect with higher frequencies of our divine consciousness. As our ability to assimilate our fourth dimensional light increased, a purging took place within our four earthly bodies and also within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth. This cleansing assisted in lifting every facet of life on Earth into higher frequencies of vibration, and it cleared the space for more miraculous changes. Day by day, our I Am presence worked with our fourth-dimensional aspect of our divinity, known as our solar Christ presence, to help reopen our heart chakra and to awaken our right brain hemisphere, the feminine polarity of our mother god that had been blocked when we fell from grace, and closed our heart center so we wouldn't feel so much pain. This caused the light of our mother god that enters the physical plane through our creative, intuitive right brain hemisphere to be blocked. So as the light of our mother god began to trickle into our right brain again, our spiritual brain centers started to stir, and every cell in our bodies was calibrated to withstand more light. Our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamic glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of our brain began awakening. And as this occurred, our crown chakra of enlightenment began awakening as well, allowing us to communicate more clearly with our fourth-dimensional solar Christ presence. When all was in readiness, our fourth-dimensional solar Christ presence was able to once again re-enter the divinity of our heart, and it was birthed into the immortal, victorious threefold flame within each heart. When this occurred, we actually became fourth-dimensional beings. This was a shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that allowed humanity to function in both the third and fourth dimensional frequencies with little obvious change. As time passed, Our I Am presence helped our solar Christ presence to fine-tune the changes that were occurring in our earthly bodies. Throughout all of this time, our heart chakra opened more day by day, and our right brain hemisphere was brought into closer balance with our left brain hemisphere. Our spiritual brain centers became more functional, and our 12 solar strands of DNA that were short-circuited into the double helix DNA that we're aware of now after the fall began to be spliced together and healed. This is a very elaborate fiber optic communication system that allows us to communicate on an etheric higher vibration with all the aspects of our higher self, our God self. As this 12-fold DNA began to expand and expand, our threefold flame within our heart also began to expand and expand until it enveloped all four of our earthly bodies. Since that time, every 24-hour period, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies has been increasing by our I Am presence, the maximum that cosmic law would allow. As this occurred, day by day and moment by moment, we were raised up closer to the eventual merging and integration of the fifth dimension. Eventually, after several years, we were in a position to receive the initial frequencies of the fifth dimension. In a divine ceremony of light, our I Am presence breathed our fourth dimensional 12-fold solar spine and our 12 solar chakras up in energy, vibration, and consciousness until it was able to merge with our fifth dimensional solar spine and our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras. As these two force fields of light merged together, we began experiencing the frequencies of the fifth dimension in our earthly bodies for the very first time. Now, at this moment, we are able to abide in either the third, fourth, or fifth dimensional frequencies with a slight shift of our awareness. We are kind of in a state of flux, and at this moment in our evolution, our I Am presence moves back and forth and also, however our frame of mind is, how our attitude is, what we are thinking, feeling, saying, and doing, determines which of these energies we are connecting with. Sometimes, after moments of deep meditation, lifting up into higher frequencies of joy, we can feel and experience the infinite perfection of the fifth dimension. Other times, we're in the more harmonious frequencies of the fourth dimension. And sometimes we are smack dab in the densest discordant frequencies of the third dimension. This is all being determined at this time through our own conscious thoughts, words, actions, or feelings. And sometimes we can go back and forth through these dimensions several times in a single day. When all was in readiness, our I Am presence, the higher aspect of our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence, was birthed into our fifth dimensional heart flame. Now, for the first time, our I Am presence has direct contact with our earthly bodies. This event cleared the sacred space for the return of our Mother God. Prior to this time, our mighty fifth dimensional I Am presence would have to step down its energy and vibration and project it down into the step-down frequencies of our fourth-dimensional solar Christ presence. Our solar Christ presence would absorb the light from the I Am presence and then step it down again into the denser third-dimensional frequencies and project it into the heart of our planetary third-dimensional Christ presence. But now, our I Am presence has direct connection with the divinity in our heart flame. And whenever we invoke the I Am presence, we simultaneously connect with our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence and our third dimensional planetary Christ presence. All of these aspects of our divinity are now resonating at the higher perfection of our I Am presence. When this occurred and the space was cleared for the return of our I Am presence, our fifth dimensional solar heart chakra was open to full breath. This opened the portal through which our Mother God can now bless all life on Earth with a higher frequency of love than we have ever experienced. This is the fifth dimensional frequency of love that's referred to as transfiguring divine love, and it reverberates with reverence for all life. This activity activated our right brain hemisphere to a higher degree and brought it into more balance with our left brain hemisphere. It awakened our spiritual brain centers, opened our crown chakra so that we could connect with a higher aspect of our I Am presence, and allowed our I Am presence direct access to our Mother God that is now flowing through every heart flame. Another miracle has recently taken place, and this miracle exceeded even the greatest expectations of heaven. Since the development of our fragmented human ego, we have been manipulated and controlled by this fear-based facet of our lower consciousness, known as the fragmented human ego. Our four earthly bodies have been trapped in the paralyzing grip of this fallen aspect of our personality for literally eons of time. Our fear-based ego was developed after the divine love of our Mother God was withdrawn because we closed our heart center, and when we began using the masculine power of our divinity without the balance of love and reverence for life. We began abusing our power, and as the ego started developing through this fear-based consciousness, it began to perceive that it was who we really are, and that our physical bodies are all that exists, and that the physical plane is the only reality. Of course, we know now that nothing could be further from the truth. With the return of our Mother God and the integration of our I Am presence at a cellular level, humanity finally reached a vibration that would allow the bonds from the human ego to be burst asunder. In a divine ceremony of light, hundreds of thousands of lightworkers from all over the world joined heart flames and created a unified chalice of light that enveloped the entire planet Earth. Our Mother God projected through this chalice a flame of transfiguring divine love. This sacred fire raised the vibration of the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional stratas of the earth, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth. As this occurred, the frequency of the fifth dimension beyond anything that humanity has ever experienced reached through the human ego. The instant this occurred, the grip of every person, his human ego, was burst asunder. In that moment of freedom, every person's I Am presence asked beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to encapsulate their human ego. And every person's human ego was encapsulated by Archangel Michael in an invincible ring path knot of God's first cause of perfection. This is a force field of light from the heart of God. It is a powerful circle of white lightning that pulsates the first cause of God, which is perfection for all things. And it prevents anything that is not of the light from entering or leaving its embrace. all the light can easily pass back and forth through this force field, but discord and negativity is deflected away. Once our ego was encapsulated within this protective force field of light, our I Am presence breathed the circle of white lightning into its fifth-dimensional solar heart flame. Every human ego is now being held within the solar heart flame of each I Am presence, and it will remain within the heart of the I Am presence, where it is daily and hourly being bathed with transfiguring divine love until it voluntarily surrenders into the light and is transformed. This miracle was God victoriously accomplished through the divine intervention of every person's I Am presence. This means that our human ego, that fear-based, manipulative aspect of our personality, can no longer control us or perpetuate the havoc that it has wreaked in our lives for lifetimes. The problem is that we still have the etheric memory and record of this destructive pattern and habit of our ego. And because a lot of people aren't consciously aware that this aspect of their personality is no longer manipulating them, they often are connecting with the memories and the patterns of the past that are obsolete. Since we still have these etheric patterns and memories of the habits our ego instigated in the past, our human ego can no longer control us, but those patterns and habits do sometimes have power to be activated through our thoughts and feelings. But they do not have the power that they used to have. They are obsolete, and they do not have the ability to destroy our lives anymore, unless we choose through our free will to empower them with our thoughts and feelings. And this is what we must watch daily and hourly. When we get thoughts that are debilitating and diminishing who we are, or they're negative or destructive, we need to realize that this is no longer our human ego manipulating us and controlling us. These are etheric records and memory of the past that are surfacing to be transmuted. And we need to say to ourselves, this is no longer real. This is an illusion. These patterns, this thought, this belief system that is destructive and counterproductive to my highest good is obsolete, and it no longer has the ability to control my life or to influence me adversely, and invoke the full momentum of the violet flame, God's gift of infinite transmutation, and say, I ask the violet flame to transmute every electron of this energy that is manifesting as this distorted belief system or this distorted thought, word, action, or feeling. Then say to yourself, I ask my I Am presence for guidance. What do I want instead of this? How can I add to the light of my life now instead of being manipulated by this discordant, obsolete pattern that no longer has power over me? At long last, our ego has lost the ability to control us. This means that no matter how hard we may have tried in the past to change our negative behavior patterns or to correct our self-destructive habits, or to transmute the negative situations in our lives, now it is going to be infinitely easier, and we will absolutely succeed God victoriously. With the miraculous changes that have taken place over the past few years, we have begun our initial ascent through the shift of the ages into the fifth-dimensional realm of infinite physical perfection. In order for this ascension process to be victoriously accomplished for every evolving soul and every particle of life on this sweet earth, we have to transmute into light the human miscreations that are surfacing all over the world. These are the things that we co-created with the destructive aspect of our human ego, and many times inadvertently through a lack of awareness and understanding, we created these painful situations, these things that are causing all of the suffering on the earth at this time. But we are receiving tremendous assistance from the elemental kingdom in this purging. And we can witness that daily and hourly as we turn on the news and see hurricanes and earthquakes and floods and fires and tornadoes and all different kinds of things happening all over the world to help purge and cleanse these destructive patterns as they surface. But what the Company of Heaven wants us to understand is that there is a much gentler way to accomplish this mighty feat. If we don't take control of this and invoke the light to do this in a more gentle way, we will continue to experience cataclysmic earth changes. But that is not the will of God, and it is certainly not the divine intent of the I Am Presence of evolving humanity. Through our newly opened fifth-dimensional solar heart chakras, the light of God is increasing exponentially on this planet, moment by moment. It is flowing in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy. What is happening is that as the light penetrates into the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth, it pushes everything that conflicts with that divine light to the surface. This is the moment that was referred to in the Bible as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth because of this particular phenomenon. From outer appearances, this phenomenon makes it appear as though things are getting worse, but that is an illusion. The problem is that people easily see the patterns of imperfection and the discordant human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface to be healed. But what we don't see as easily is the incredible light of God that is pushing those human miscreations to the surface. Now the Company of Heaven is asking for our trust and for our assistance. This intensified cleansing process would not have been allowed by our Father, Mother, God if it was going to cause more harm than good. The reason it can occur now at such an accelerated pace is because humanity is awakening, and we are becoming aware of the incredible power associated with the violet flame. Every single day, literally billions of souls on this planet turn their attention to God in one way or another and invoke God's assistance to help with the challenges going on in the physical plane. The violet flame is a powerful tool that we can utilize to greatly accelerate the purging and cleansing of this negativity. This sacred fire is God's gift to humanity. And during this cosmic moment, the service of the violet flame is rising to new heights. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven are aware of the heart commitment of the light workers. They understand our willingness to do whatever is necessary in these latter days to complete the cleansing and the final stage of preparation for Earth's ascension up the spiral of evolution. They are counting on our dedication to the light and our willingness to be the heart, the head, and the hands of God in the world of form during this very rare opportunity on Earth. The assistance we are receiving from on high to help us utilize the unfathomable power of the violet flame is the most effective way possible to transmute the negativity that is surfacing. This light at this moment is unprecedented in the physical plane of Earth. Because of the urgency of the hour, the violet flame is being empowered by our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. It is being empowered with frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity beyond anything the sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds have ever experienced. This assistance is available to each and every one of us right here and right now. And we are being called to action by the cosmic I Am, all that is. Are we willing to fulfill the greatest need of the hour? Are we willing to be the open door that no one can shut for God's gift of the violet flame? Are we willing to purify the last vestiges of humanity's human miscreations so Mother Earth can reclaim her rightful position on the spiral of evolution? If so, the time is now. So what is the violet flame? The violet flame is a gift from the heart of our Father Mother God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations we inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the outbreath of our Father God, the masculine sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, the feminine crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our godparents merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on earth, and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that seems too good to be true. But the reality is that that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father Mother God. Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, he is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on earth for the benefit of all life evolving here. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father Mother God, all that is, he is known as the keeper of the violet flame. In this octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains this gift from our Father Mother God for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire company of heaven. Every adept, every avatar, Buddha, saint, and Christ being that has ever walked the earth is helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequency of infinite physical perfection. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet. Never have the children of God received as much help from on high as we are receiving during this cosmic moment. Now it is time for us to give something back to the universe in appreciation for the overwhelming gift of love that is being rendered to each of us daily and hourly. In 1936, Saint Germain began revealing information about the violet plane to awakening humanity. At that time, even the light workers were able to withstand only the most gentle frequencies of this sacred fire. Saint Germain started by teaching light workers how to use the violet flame's gentle qualities of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. As time progressed, light workers learned to use the frequencies of transmutation and purification. Eventually, the violet flame frequencies of justice, liberty, freedom, opportunity, and victory became known to us. As we developed the ability to withstand greater light, we learned how to use the rhythm and the divine ceremony of the violet flame. The more proficient light workers became in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire were able to help the masses of humanity to lift above our humanly created effluvia. This effluvia was the shroud of darkness that disconnected us from our God selves and prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of living truth. For 7 decades, lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame, slowly and steadily, clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of the masses of humanity everywhere. Now, after more than 70 years, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with this gift from our Father, Mother, God are offering to be the open door for this unprecedented fifth dimensional activity of the violet flame. This will greatly assist humanity in our ascension process. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has bathed humanity since the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, we are capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that this activity of light will expand exponentially the power of the violet flame on Earth, and it will help us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed, both in our individual lives and around the globe. This greatly empowered fifth dimensional frequency of the violet plane that is now being available to us for the first time will accelerate the awakening taking place on the planet and catapult humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have experienced since our fall from grace millions of years ago. This selfless act of divine intervention by Saint Germain and his fellow exponents of the violet flame will assist humanity in ways beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. To get an inkling of what this means in our everyday lives, we need to understand just how the violet flame works. The violet flame is available to every man, woman, and child on Earth. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift from our Father, Mother, God is to invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we can receive. This amazing tool that is flowing in through and around the planet at this time will not enter our lives or interfere with our free will. But once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet flame flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra. Then it descends into our heart flame. When the violet flame enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. After that is accomplished, it awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. For example, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that we developed over many lifetimes through our belief in lack and limitation under the direction of our fear-based human ego, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. This can be done through a simple invocation, such as, I am my beloved I Am presence. And I am invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, and action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. When we make such an invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our own individual electronic pattern. It then travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with its same electronic pattern. No matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy we misqualified during our many lifetimes, there is still a core of purity in every electron that contains the original divine potential. That means that within every electron manifesting as poverty, there is still pulsating within its core the divine potential of God's limitless abundance. Within every electron of energy that we've ever misqualified that's manifesting as hatred, there still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron of war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. Once the violet flame engulfs this misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into the core of purity in each electron and activates the divine potential that is still encoded there. As the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated within every electron of our poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the electrons begin spinning more rapidly on their axis. This centrifugal force of the acceleration casts the dark frequency of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame. It's like a propeller of a plane being covered with mud, and as the acceleration begins spinning faster and faster, the propeller casts off that mud, and in this case, the electrons cast off that dark frequency of poverty into the violet flame. The violet fire then instantly consumes the frequency of poverty and transmutes it back into light. When the transmuting process is complete, we must then ask our I Am presence to fill the void where the frequencies of poverty existed with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. Once that negativity is transmuted into light, it is raised up into a higher frequency of perfection. That leaves a void or a vacuum where it used to exist, so that more negative energy won't be pulled into that location. We've all heard the scientific expression that nature abhors a vacuum. So that more negativity won't be pulled into that void, we flood all of that energy with a divine gift of the golden light of God's infinite abundance. and we do that again through a simple invocation. I am my I am presence, and I ask the infinite power of God's abundance to flow in through and around every electron of energy that has just been transmuted and to fill every void that previously existed where poverty consciousness once was there. And feel that light transmuting that. It's important for us to take a moment to grasp the magnitude of what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God means in our lives. With a consistent use of the violet flame, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle returned them to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace that is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke the violet flame into action through our I Am presence. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our lives or tackle particular global problems, or we can create an invocation that covers the gamut of problems manifesting on earth. In that case, we can use the invocation as a mantra and be an instrument of God with the violet flame anytime in any place we choose to invoke this light. For example, a simple invocation might be, I am my beloved I Am presence, and I am invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that is reflecting anything less than the infinite perfection of God. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we will be a constant force of the violet flame, wherever we are and whatever we are doing. Take some time this week to focus on this information and to experiment with this incredible gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The violet flame is something that we don't have to fully understand. All we need to do is ask our I Am presence to blaze it through our life experiences in perfect alignment with our highest good and our highest divine plan. And our I Am presence will take full advantage of that. And we will prove it to ourselves daily and hourly, moment by moment. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email article that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and as I've said many times, we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times. We also have books, tapes, CDs, and videos available on our website that will support and enhance what you are experiencing. The beings of light have asked us to make this information available. This is sacred information that's been documented for several decades now to give us guidance during these challenging times. The beings of light said there would be a moment in time, which is this moment, when things would appear so difficult in the outer world that it would be hard to stay focused on the bigger picture and the truth of what is actually occurring, which is that we are co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, transforming this planet and all her life into the perfection of freedom's holy star. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. And I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.